Good morning. I want to thank Bob for the introduction, and I am just thrilled to be here this morning. This is my second trip up in about a year's time, and it's a wonderful way for me to spend my day. I want to thank Joe D. and obviously Bob Byers and Dana Brown for the invitation to speak today, but I want to say a special thanks to the men and women of the entire training staff. You have done a tremendous job in building and enhancing this training center, and your commitment to the men and women students here is absolutely inspiring. I have been in the federal law enforcement training business for quite a long time, having been the assistant director for training at ATF for 8 years, and I know what it takes from the law enforcement academic instructor standpoint to deliver top quality law enforcement training, particularly in today's day and age for federal law enforcement officers. And I applaud the commitment and the passion that the staff here shows every single class to the hundreds of air marshals that come through. Continuing on the themes of passion and commitment, I want to address all of you, and particularly the graduates, about the commitment and the passion that are necessary to do this job. You are about to join the ranks of a very honorable profession in a very proud organization, the Federal Air Marshal Service, that is part of the larger TSA. You are about to step into a role that requires you to be in a state of readiness every minute that you are on the job. You are about to become one of more than 50,000 people who eat, sleep, and drink this thing called transportation security. And you are the future generation of the Federal Air Marshal Service, the future generation of FAM leadership, and the future leadership of the larger TSA. For the benefit of your families, let me tell you a little bit of history so that they will understand, like you, the responsibilities that you have and that TSA and the FAM service share. On September 11, 2001, the single largest, most coordinated terrorist attack on U.S. soil occurred, and the nation stood still. We watched in horror and with a sense of helplessness, and the attack exposed our vulnerability as a nation and exploited aviation security procedures that were predictable and built on the assumption that we would never be attacked in our own backyard. That day, on September 11th, there were 33 air marshals flying around the world, mostly international missions. And in the aftermath of that day, the Congress passed the Aviation and Transportation Security Act in November of 2001, which created TSA and defined the larger mission for the federal air marshals. This represented the establishment of the largest federal agency since World War II. And its responsibilities were simply to secure all modes of transportation, build up the FAM forces, and federalize with federal employees 450 airports, and to do it all within 1 year. And thus began the building of the organization that you have now joined. The people who came to join TSA and the Federal Air Marshal Service were the best America had to offer. More than 300,000 applications came in the first 4 months for the first Federal Air Marshal positions to be filled. And more than 2 million people applied to be the transportation security officers at the checkpoints. People retired from careers to join us, and the result was an agency built in record time with some of the most talented experts in law enforcement, security, and aviation that this country had to offer. Now fast forward 6 years. Today we are an agency still under design, but we have built a security regime, a regime that you will travel in and out of every day, and that regime for which you represent a critical layer amongst 20 layers of security. These are unpredictable procedures to keep a potential terrorist off balance with random inspections that don't forecast where we will be when. And a workforce of FAMs and TSOs and the managers to support them, who are passionate and committed to protecting every passenger, every customer who travels on our watch. Let me talk about the people of TSA and the FAM service and the 50,000 strong and the core values that we share. Let me talk for a minute about why these values mean so much to us, because we are, in the end, a group of people. First, the core value is about integrity, and we are a people of integrity who will respect and care for others. We are a people who conduct ourselves in an honest, trustworthy, and ethical manner at all times, and we are a people who gain strength from the diversity of the cultures from which we came. Our second core value is about innovation. We are a people who embrace and stand ready for change. We are a people who are courageous and willing to take on new challenges. And we are a people with an empowering and enterprising spirit, striving for innovation, who will accept the risk-taking that comes with it. And our third core value is team spirit. We are a people who are open, respectful, and dedicated to making others better. We are a people who have a passion for the challenges, for success, and for being on a winning team. And we are a people who still will build forever the teams around our collective strengths. Let me tell you that for Kip Hawley and Dana Brown and Mo McGowan and Bob and all of us, we take those values very seriously, and we live and breathe them daily. When you travel, I expect you to look to your fellow TSOs and federal security directors and everybody else who wears a TSA badge as your partners. You will one day find yourself in the middle of an incident somewhere in some airport where the TSOs at the checkpoint and you will respond together. Look at your fellow federal air marshals as your right hand, your partners who will be there with you and for you and who may save your life. And look to the airline industry and the airline crew members and the federal flight deck officers all as your partners, no matter what. TSA and you are there to preserve the very existence of those airlines, the very economic recovery of that industry. They are our partners in every sense of the word. And then look to those who will travel with you. The public knows instinctively that the federal government, that you, will protect them. Honor them in your daily activities. A couple of thoughts in closing. When I was the AD for ATF for training, I took that job in the aftermath of Waco, and we learned a lot of lessons from Waco. And we retooled operations, and we reinstilled the very notion of the importance of training. And it was always about the commitment to training. You have heard this in this academy. You have heard it from Joe D. I want you to do more than just hear it. I want you to live and breathe every day the importance of the training. It is your mission. It is so vital. And the best that we can do for America is be ready so that we can preserve those very freedoms to travel and the freedom to move about the country and the freedom to feel safe. There have been tremendous accomplishments by the people in the Federal Air Marshals and TSA in the last 6 years, and I can measure those successes in innumerable ways. And I want to tell you a couple of examples of those successors. One is we spent incredible hours putting together teams of people to respond in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. And who would have thought that the Federal Air Marshals and TSA would have anything to do with the response in the aftermath of Katrina? But it was the FAMs and the TSOs who went to that airport and literally provided the security and safety of that airport while hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated throughout the city. And they literally carried people onto those aircraft and airlifted in a matter of days more than 25,000 people. Then you go to Lebanon and the evacuation of Lebanon. And we literally, with the U.S. air carriers, put FAMs and TSOs on air carriers to go get Americans airlifted from Lebanon to Cyprus and back to the homeland. And in the course of this, as I go around and I meet people, I happen to meet a federal air marshal who was at Katrina and who was also in Lebanon. And I told him one day that I was coming to do a graduation here, and I asked him, what would you want me to tell your federal air marshals that are about to graduate? And he thought about it, and he said, well, tell them about the importance of training. And he dropped me off at the airport. It was in New Orleans. And I was waiting, and about 20 minutes had elapsed, and I had checked my bags, and I was about to go through the security checkpoint. And all of a sudden, somebody tapped me on the shoulder, and it was this federal air marshal. And he had driven back from having dropped me off. And he said, if you can tell those fams anything, he said, tell them that this is what their job is really about. He said, tell them that in their right hand, they hold a sword that signifies justice and freedom, and in their left hand, they hold the hand of a child, which represents the future of America. These are the people. He is like the thousands of other people that you will come to know in your careers with the FAM service and TSA. So I have other ways to measure the success of TSA. Today is also another great measure. When our first generation of people that built TSA have people who graduate from this class, and that's a great measure of the success of this organization. Finally, I hope that for you, your careers will be full and they will be wonderful. Those of us that have made federal law enforcement our careers have had a wonderful ride. So these are my wishes for you, that you will have served the position honorably by the time that you're here doing graduations like this or you're hanging up your shield, that you will have met and grown close to colleagues around the country who will remain your lifelong friends, that you will have seen and met people from around the world from whom you will have learned, that you will have enjoyed the love of family for your entire careers. And on the day that you retire, you will have the same passion and commitment burning in your gut that you and I feel today. Thank you, and God bless.